President Obama also acknowledged that his administration should have done more to stop the cozy relationship between regulators and the oil industry. NPR's Peter Overby reports now on the resignation today of the country's chief regulator of offshore drilling.
President Obama told reporters that Interior Secretary Ken Salazar hadn't filled him in after Liz Birnbaum resigned as director of the Minerals Management Service.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I found out about it this morning. So I don't yet know the circumstances, and Ken Salazar has been in testimony on the Hill.
In fact, Salazar was in closer touch today with some members of the House Appropriations Committee. He was there for a hearing this morning, and he said Birnbaum resigned.
She did it on her own terms and her own volition. But I will say this about Liz Birnbaum. She is a strong and very effective person.
And Salazar credited her with helping to nail down approval for a long-debated wind farm in Nantucket Sound. Birnbaum was in office just 10 months. She previously worked in the Clinton administration's Interior Department, two House committees, and two environmental advocacy groups. Since the blowout, she hasn't been at the forefront of the administration's crisis management team, nor has she been prominent as the administration grapples with fresh evidence of complacency and past corruption in her agency. She did testify at a House committee hearing yesterday when she said she'd met with Salazar's staffers who were planning the announced breakup of MMS into three new agencies. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert expressed surprise that she wasn't the one in charge of the reorganization.
You just got to make your suggestions to the three representatives.
I actually think it's important that I not be one of the people who is devising the reorganization of MMS because I think it needs to be done by fresh eyes.
And now it will be. Birnbaum's resignation was effective today. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Many of the Louisiana fishermen who are unable to fish because of the spill are being employed by BP to help clean it up. But yesterday, some of them working in Breton Sound came in complaining of headaches, chest pains, dizziness, and nausea. At least 7 crew members on 3 boats had to be hospitalized.
In what it calls a precautionary measure, BP called in all 125 of the commercial fishing boats working the Sound. Many fishermen and their families are concerned that the fleet is working amid toxic vapors without the protection of respirators. A spokesman from BP said today that while the so-called Vessels of Opportunity efforts in the Breton Sound itself are currently suspended, other fishermen will continue skimming oil in other areas.